I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Republic Broadcasting, Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John here Saturdays, 3 to 5 Mountain Time, 4 to 6 Central. You can tune in and join me here, or 5 to 7, like my guest is, in Eastern Time Zone. So we're going to open up the phone lines this hour. We're happy to take your calls, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or you can call in, 800-313-9443. But folks, if there's any way that you can absolutely afford those minutes, we ask you to call in the regular line, because we need all that we can have. Folks, also, we're going to ask for donations. Please go to the website, donate to us. We could use your donations. Now, I personally am working on trying to get some things to you. One of those happens to be bulletproof vests. I'm trying to find a bulletproof vest manufacturer that'll do two things. And I'm looking throughout the U.S. Unfortunately, I'm coming up with a little bit of difficulties on a few of them. One that can give our listeners a decent rate, and then secondly, would give a portion of the proceeds to Invest USA. Wouldn't that be cool if we can find a bulletproof manufacturer that's willing to do that? And then there's another thing that I'm working on that I'm going to keep that quiet, but it definitely is along the lines of the Second Amendment. And folks, you're going to be able to possibly save yourself some money. If not, you'll spend what you're spending now when you go out shooting, and you'll be able to support Republic Broadcasting at the same time. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, I think that would. But in the meantime, if you would, please donate a little bit to Republic Broadcasting Network. We'd really appreciate it. So, Michael, thank you for joining me. Michael of Invest USA is joining me. So, last hour, we covered a number of things. We covered Lori Lightfoot saying her people can't chase after people on foot. We covered West Hollywood, how they're going to defund their police force. We covered how there's a lot of people leaving law enforcement right now. But I also covered a conversation that I had with 10 law enforcement individuals. And I had more than one of them look me in the eye and say, I need you to carry. And then I had one of them look me in the eye and say, why aren't you carrying? And then one additional thing that it was kind of weird. It was a weird experience for me. He goes, I told him that I had a radio show. I told him actually about Invest USA. I told him that, you know, I get to talk with people that are all over the United States and they law enforcement. And, it's been a privilege to do so. And then one of them looked me in the eye and said, John, thank you for what you do. And I was like, that's what I'm supposed to tell you guys. That was a weird experience. It was like, hey, thank you for what you're doing for us out there. And I was like, I'm supposed to be saying that to you. What are you talking about? I'm just some blowhard on the radio.
No, but John, I would have to agree with them, because you're helping us get the message to the American people that unfortunately mainstream media has buried because we're not part of their narrative, and their narrative is not good for America.
So let me also mention this. We're in our second hour. It's 4:05 Mountain Time. It is July 2nd, so if you're listening to it not at 4:05 Mountain Time, then you know you're listening to a recording. I want to give out two things that I like to share at the top of the hour of every show. I'm going to give out my show prayer. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers. May it be an acceptable token to our Father above. That is taken from 2 Corinthians. And then show mantra. Well, actually, that is not. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers. May it be an acceptable token to our Father above. That's just the prayer of my heart. Now, the show mantra. It is taken from 2 Corinthians and also Article 7 of the Constitution. Where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. Our founders knew that the God of this land was Jesus Christ. They knew that. Now, the God of this world is Satan, is Lucifer. But the God of this land, they canonized it. Well, maybe canonized isn't the perfect word, but they created a constitution, and at the very end, they made a very strong statement to the world: the Lord of this land is Jesus Christ. And there's one other thing that one thing that's been going on in my mind a lot in the this decision with Roe v. Wade, giving it back to the states. If my people, which are called by my name, and since we did that in the Constitution in Article 7, we're claiming we're part of them, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. We need to keep that in mind too. So, folks, we need to repent of our individual sins. Nobody, I don't want anybody looking at my sins, because they're ugly. I'm trying to have a good heart. I am talking to an ordained minister. So, you know, I am trying, Michael. I'm trying.
Well, John, I will tell you this. In light of what you said, it's only appropriate to say that our churches need to hold to the verse that you just said. There's a lot of things that need to be preached from the pulpit. But at this particular time in the history of our country, the greatest thing that needs to be coming from our pulpits is a call for repentance and a call for God's blessing on this country. Nothing else could resound better than that at this time in our history across this country.
Amen, brother. Amen. there is a prayer that we've been saying also in this house, though. Heavenly Father, thank you for overturning Roe v. Wade.
No question.
We know we are grateful to you for it. So
it's been a blight on this country to have a national policy that promoted the murder of tens of millions of innocent children. That is just worse than what Hitler did during the Great Extermination. During World War II.
At least he was doing it to somebody else's kids.
Yeah.
We did it to our own.
We did it to our own.
Now, it's not just the women that bear the stain. It's the men, too. It takes two to create a child.
And it is interesting. Whether you like it or not, you have to argue with God if you don't like what I'm going to say. But Scripture very clearly points out that he holds the leadership men accountable for the decisions that are made. And you find that all the way back in the beginning of time. You notice Eve was the one that partook of the fruit, but who did he hold accountable? Who's the one that she went back to, and who's the one that actually caused the fall of mankind? It was man, not the woman.
Okay, I'm going to say this a little tongue-in-cheek, so hopefully I don't get struck down. I can't remember if I've said this with you, but I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Adam was a little bit of a coward. You know, he reminds me of a 13-year-old or something, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old. even a 17 and 18 year old, and even like a 22 year old like I was. What he should have done is, hey, God, hey, Father, this Eve that you gave me, you said I'm supposed to be here with, that she partake of the fruit. Now, I don't want to go against what you said, so, but I got to stay with her. So can we work out a little bit of a bargain here? I promise to stay with her, but can we not have mosquitoes, thistles, and maybe childbirth doesn't hurt quite so much? You know, I think he should have tried to bargain a little bit.
You know, what I love about the best part of what you said is that would have been the greatest thing for Adam to do. Say, hey, look, you shouldn't have done what you did, but I'm not the one qualified to make the decision what happened. We're going to call God in and let him sort through all this. We'd have been, there never would have been sin in the world from that point on. It'd have been a whole different place we lived in today.
Well, I don't know about that. No, there would have been sin. As soon as they started having kids, there would have been sin.
Probably so, Jim.
They might have not sinned again. Nowhere in the scriptures does it say they ever sinned again. They may have never sinned again, but I came along. So, you know, I may be different from all the rest of y'all, but I guarantee you I would have sinned on my own. All right. Okay. Well, let's not be too light on spiritual things. So I hope you will forgive me, and I hope the audience will allow me to be a little tongue in cheek. But I think there's a little truth to also what I said. We as men need to stand up and take account, as you said, we're the head of households. We need to take account for what goes on in our home, and we need to look at ourselves first. When my kids screw up really bad, you know, the first thought that goes through my head when I'm in tune with the Lord, as opposed to in tune with my anger, is, what did I do wrong?
Right.
What did I do wrong? What do I need to correct in myself to help this from not happening again? All right. Okay. We've gone kind of spiritual. Hopefully our audience knows that we love the Lord and we want to serve him. And part of how we serve him is we talk about and bring to light things that happen or going on in our nation, because we care. We're involved. You and I are individuals that are involved. So let's talk about a little bit. Let's talk first a little bit about what's going on. Oh, wait a minute. You said the law enforcement, you wanted to share their thoughts on what may be happening, how they're, you know, some of them, because I told them, I got something crazy for you guys. I think everybody should carry once they're out of prison.
You had some that had bristle with
it. Oh, I got, yeah, there's some, most of them bristle. Some of them were a little bit fired up with me originally, but when...
Well, and I'm going to explain to you, John, very, very quickly what the rationale is behind it. We in law enforcement experience a broken judicial system. We spend time apprehending and locking up violent criminals, have them appear before judicial system that puts them back out on the street faster than we can lock them up. Now, that's a little bit of a stretch. That's a little bit of exaggeration. But the point that we're making is to arm an individual who has not served time to have a ability to transform his life and to repent, places that person with a firearm who still has ill intent. Now, your position is correct. You can never tell who has ill intent. But some people that have demonstrated that, they're a little more cautious about putting a firearm in their hands when they've just recently demonstrated ill intent, you know, and not been properly disciplined for it. That was what the bristle was coming from.
And I can completely understand that. And if we had a little bit more time, I'd dive down on that just a little bit more.
Judicial system, but that's a whole other 2-hour segment.
Yeah, that is. Okay, let's get to what's going on in the border. Okay, so Biden wants to get rid of Title 42. Now, I actually agree with the Supreme Court that he has the constitutional ability to overturn another president's presidential directive.
Well, and that's
so
true.
I'm going to point the finger at you, Congress. Take it out of his hands.
Right. You know, you're exactly right. I mean, the Supreme Court, even though I don't like the decision, and I'll just be very blunt, yeah, but quite frankly, constitutionally, they are correct. And remember, Clarence Thomas is doing everything he can to push constitutional law, not for the for the Supreme Court to make law, but to uphold constitutional law. And he is correct on constitutional law. Every administration has the ability to set policy during their term. Policy for the Trump administration was we will not allow illegals in. They have to stay across the border until we have determined that they have met the requirements to qualify for asylum in this country. The Biden administration has chosen otherwise. They come one, come all. You come across, you get settled in this country. We'll set a date at some point in time. If you come, great. If you don't, we'll try to figure out how to track you down, which never happens, by the way, and figure out how to go from there. And that's what the Supreme Court was up for. Now, that happened.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That having been said, what's going on the board? We have, ever since the Biden administration started 16, 17 months ago, they have, first of all, reverse the policies for the Trump administration. No more wall. They are violating federal law. Now, remember, federal law is what's been passed by Congress, not by the administration. There are federal laws as to who is allowed in this country and who is not, how they come through. They have to come through a particular border checkpoint to be able to determine whether they are qualified for asylum, whether they qualify to become citizens. Technically, what happens is you go in, you do the paperwork. You can do the paperwork in your own country. You don't have to leave your country to do that. You can go to the U.S. Embassy and do that. You do the paperwork. It gets processed and administered. Court hearing is held. Yeah, you're talking about years before you can actually become a citizen or become eligible to become involved in the, or live in the American country. Biden administration has thrown all that out the window, which they don't have the legal right to do. They do not have the right to violate U.S. standing law. But they're doing that anyway. They have instructed Border Patrol to stand down. They allow anyone to come across, which is now why you have caravans of 40 to 50,000 people trucking up from Nicaragua, from other places, coming through Honduras and Venezuela, coming up other places. They come across the border at, in Texas. They're coming across is overwhelming our agencies, our Border Patrol there on the border is overloading the detention centers. This is part of their plan. They know that. So instead of trying to process them in Texas, they immediately ship all these illegals all across the country to other areas in every state in America. When they get there, of course, you and I are paying for that. We're paying for their air transportation, their train transportation, their bus transportation. When they get there, they're given a, they're greeted by an agent who gives them a cell phone. By the way, you and I pay for that cell phone as well, and says they are to check in with the Border Patrol or with the court judicial system every so often until a determination has been set for when their hearing is going to be held. But what happens is they never call in. When a court date is set, they don't show up. We don't keep track of where they're at. So basically, they just assimilate into society. And that's it. Here's the biggest fear, and this is what has happened. We have had, besides our own national intelligence agencies, we've had the Mexican intelligence agency, Panamanian intelligence agency, Honduras, and others who have reported that they have verification and have sent this verification that there are groups of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist organizations who have sent members who get into these caravans and pass through, and then they're put across our country. We have no way of tracking where they're at, John. They're in sleeper cells all across the country waiting to harm the American people. That's the fear, and that's the reality of what's happening south of the border.
We've probably got somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 minute till our next break. I think we need to get Merrick Garland. We need to hold him accountable. All right. Talk more on the other side of this.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't
Republic
do.
Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. I had to play that in honor of my guest. I think he's done a number of those things. I don't know if he's done his own smoke, but I must admit, I am no fan of catfish. I have yet to have catfish that I like, so.
That tastes pretty good.
So maybe I need someone that can make it, right, because I just have not had good catfish.
Rattlesnake's even better than catfish, all right?
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Unfortunately, too many of the rattlesnakes have been chased just too far away from where I live, but Hey, when you come to Utah, you're going to see where I live. You're going to have to come to my house. We're going to have a meal. We may, if there's a little bit of room in the house, I may even invite you at night to stay the night here if we can create a little bit of room. But it's a small house, and we got lots of children that are going to be here shortly. I got one that's fixing to get hitched. So, oh my heavens, let me tell you. But nevertheless, let's get back to it. Border Patrol, down at the border. As I was telling you off break, I want to impeach Merrick Garland. I want to impeach the head of the judiciary. I want to impeach, and I want George Soros tried for treason. Not pleased with those guys. Not pleased with them.
And well, then, not to be.
What's that?
There's a lot of reason not to be, John. You know, I mean, this country is in peril. It's in deep trouble. And there are certain people that have put it that in that place, and they need to be held accountable for their actions. Not just our elected leadership, but people like George Soros that have spent literally tens of billions of dollars undermining and trying to destroy this country. I've told people this very powerful illustration. You know, when the country rallied in 1941 and 42, that we had a world war that we had been invaded and were going back to fight to win, to free the world from tyranny. Had we had somebody at that point in time that was funding the Japanese or the Nazi Empire, billions of dollars to try to destroy us, we would have held them as treasonous and we would have hung them anywhere in the public square. George Soros is doing the same thing to the American people. And he needs to be held accountable and brought to justice for his actions.
Well said. Let's hit real quickly what happened on the trailer situation where all those people were found dead. It's not just that they were brought in. They were left to die by the cartels. What was the reason why they were left to die? It wasn't an accident.
No, they were left to die because here's how remember I told you, and this is what's happening on our border system, and it's happening as part of the current Biden administration's policies and procedures. The cartel is the most powerful influence now. They control the southern border. And what does the cartel do? They do a number of things. Drug trafficking, which is one of the most profitable endeavors in the world, drug trafficking. The second thing they do is human trafficking and sex trafficking. That is just as lucrative financially as the drug cartel and drug trafficking is. How do they do human trafficking and sex trafficking? They take these people that are trying to, they promise them a better life. Because remember, I told you, I've been in foreign countries. I lived in Mexico my entire childhood. These people in foreign countries yearn to be free. They yearn for the American dream. They're told that we will get you to America to be a part of the American dream. You pay X number of dollars. $5,000 to $10,000 is the current going rate for a coyote to take you across and to assure that you are properly go from one area of foreign country into the United States. What they do, though, is they have no problem as they do with everything else. They lie. And when they get you across, they then tell you you will not be freed. You will not go anywhere unless your family pays an additional ransom or additional dollars. Now, to prove their point, what they do is if your family does not respond, they made sure that you do not live. And what you saw in this particular case is you had 40 or 50 some odd individuals whose families could not afford to pay the additional ransom. And so they were left in a truck with temperatures running into 130, 140, 150 degrees. And they just cooked. They literally cooked and died in that truck. And here's what is so tragic. And what I want to just stress to the American people. You have these tractor trailers coming across. They put human smugglers in there, in the trailers. You say, why don't they open up the door to find out? Well, all you have to do is stack a couple of big packages, you know, crates on the back.
Hold on. Michael, finish up this thought on the other side of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is Talk with John here, and I'm right now chatting with Michael Letts. We're finishing up our thoughts on the border. Now, we were talking about that trailer. There are probably a vast percentage of my audience understands what happened, but as Michael was explaining, these trailers, you know, he was sharing how they come across. And the coyotes say, hey, you need to be, you know, if you don't pay up, your family doesn't pay up that additional amount, you're not getting through. And you were saying how they're able, when they open up the gates, they open up the tailgates on these things, open up the doors to check, you were saying why they don't see the people in there.
Yeah, they have pallets, you know, on the back and on the side. So, I mean, you can't see over it. You're not going to unload a pallet off of the back of a tractor trailer because you've got a line of vehicles trying to get through the border. It's a mess. I mean, and here's what's most frustrating, John. We spent 43, or it's up to 60-some-odd billion dollars and worried Ukraine, and that's a whole other debate we can have about whether we should be supporting Ukraine or not. But we can spend those kind of dollars for a war that does not involve the United States interests. But we can't figure out how to outfit our law enforcement, how to protect and secure our borders, and how to guarantee freedoms and liberties as the American way of life. That's just inexcusable.
So you were now we've got a caller. So let's take this caller. But when we get done with the caller, you were sharing with me that you might be heading out of town and heading north from where you live. And one of the things you brought up was January 6th.
Right.
I'm interested what a law enforcement man's opinion is on what's going on there. After you were saying fairly strongly, hey, we got to make sure that people don't have firearms, felons. So, Laura in Michigan, welcome aboard. What's on your mind?
Hello, I have a question. I'd like to know, has any law enforcement encountered any of the Azimov Nazis from the Ukraine? Because they said they're coming here next.
Do you know? Ask that question again, Laura.
Azimov, Nazis that are from the Ukraine, in the Ukraine, they said they're coming here next. I wonder if anybody's encountered them yet.
That's a very good question, Laura, and quite frankly, let me give you some, unfortunately, news you probably don't want to hear. But we can't even vet the members that we extradited from Afghanistan. You remember the Biden administration's fiasco, for lack of a better word, as to what happened with getting people out of Afghanistan. And we took literally tens of thousands of people, Afghans, left Americans behind, left American citizens and American people behind, but we took Afghanistan's, and we never even vetted those. We knew now that many of those that came out were actually on a terrorist watch list. So we didn't vet Afghanistan. We're not vetting the people who come across the border. So unfortunately, you're probably going to have some real difficulty about understanding who we have vetted coming out of Ukraine, and that's not a very favorable idea.
Well, thank you. It's kind of scary. I mean, we have to be armed.
You know, it's just what you just said, Laura. When we do not vet and understand and protect our borders, how can we expect to have a country? I don't know how we do that. We can't have a country for our people.
Laura, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Here's another thing. We do know we have people coming across from Somalia. We know we have people coming across from all over the world coming across those borders. They fly into Mexico and they walk across the border. We need to vet it better. Well, let's move past that. January 6th, what's going on?
Well, January the 6th is a whole other issue that I know the country's been following. Of course, you know there's the January 6th Commission and what they're attempting to do. But unfortunately, with January 6th, here is something that we are totally missing that has to be brought to light. We know now for a fact that there were a number, and we don't even know the exact number, but we know there were a number of assets, is what we call them. They could be informants. They could be partial volunteer assistance to the FBI who were in the crowd. We also know there were surveillance units from law enforcement that were in the crowd. They were agitating. We know that there were people that encouraged others to go into the Capitol who have never been charged. And so what we're finding is that our federal law enforcement seems to have been politicized and utilized to help a narrative to establish something that the Democrats have tried to use to make conservatives look bad. And that's just the wrong thing to do with law enforcement. It's been happening for some time. We know that our federal law enforcement agencies have not fully vetted and investigated the Biden laptop, the Hillary emails, et cetera, things that if conservatives or Republicans would have done would have been investigated and conclusions brought together within weeks. And it's been years that they've had these operations. And so we need to begin to ask the question, how can federal agencies that the American taxpayer is funding be utilized to turn against its own people? That should be the most concerning issue in America today. And that is why we have to press the issue, and we have to have Republicans in Congress. Hey, I'd love to have Democrats too, don't get me wrong, who have enough backbone to say, you know, there are a lot of issues facing this country, but you cannot have what you had in Nazi Germany, where you had what they call the brown shirts, or they had paramilitary groups that were used as law enforcement to go in and terrorize the German people into being subjective to the mandates of Hitler. And we are establishing the same precedent by allowing our federal agencies to be utilized to intimidate the American people into being quiet or being subjected to a particular narrative that they may not agree with. That's just absolutely morally wrong.
Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because I don't. There may be we may not get to Uvalde this time. We may be able to finish it up just at the end of the show. So I had a conversation with my congressman. I actually interviewed him on the radio. But I was also a state delegate here in Utah. We get in the Republican Party, we get to vet candidates for our party. We get to vet them before they go to the state convention. And we have a chance to possibly even not elect him. Unfortunately, there weren't enough people that voted for his other candidate. And fortunately, this congressman won. But folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this, because you should ask questions of your congressman like I did. But I want you to hear some thoughts on a congressman. I wish I would have had more time, because I would have drilled down more. But I had roughly 20 questions that I was trying to ask this congressman. So, Sam, if that's ready to play, let's roll it. I'm maybe stopping this and making quick comments here. And then when it's done, it's about a 10-minute segment. When it's done, I want your thoughts, Michael. So, if you can play that,
Zach. I voted against it. I'm actually was pleased with the process in the Senate, where they worked hard to find consensus. But what came over to the House, I couldn't support.
Pause it, Sam.
And
okay, so this is a question. How I first started off was, what are your thoughts on the Second Amendment? So what I try to do is I ask general questions. Depending on how they answer, then I ask specific ones. So this is kind of based off of general questions on the Second Amendment. He was mentioning what had happened, the bill that had recently been passed by the Senate. He gave a little bit of platitudes to the Senate. Ticks me off, because they actually didn't have the bill in their hands when they passed it. The Republicans voted. Too many Republicans voted to pass that bill when they actually didn't have it in their hands. They've said, just trust us. Continue, Sam.
I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I used to actually train for the NRA. But at the same time, I think we need to continue to look for solutions. For example, we passed a very important mental health bill last week in Congress that will go a long ways towards bringing resources to schools and communities and counselors, so that we can identify these troubled youth early on. And I do think there's a lot of things we can and should be doing, but it all has to be in harmony with the Second Amendment.
What is the purpose of the Second Amendment?
Well, it gives us it makes it a constitutional right to bear arms. That's critically important.
Okay. All right. So, next question. January 6th, was it all Trump supporters that were involved in January 6th on the going into the Capitol?
We have no way to know that. It's unfortunate that we won't get the answers that I would like to know on that more specifically. I kind of regret that the nation won't have those answers that can assure us exactly what happened and what didn't happen.
Are you aware of John Sullivan?
No.
Okay. John Sullivan is well known to be an Antifa and Black Lives Matter supporter, and so I would say there is real questions that are there. That man was in frame when right after Ashley Babbitt was shot. So we know that we have some people that were on that side, and that is one of the questions that I have asked everybody and just was curious on that. So does American citizens and especially Trump supporters, what are your thoughts on them questioning if there is any integrity in our election system?
Yeah, I think especially,
go ahead.
I think it's a right of everybody to question everything about their government. I think it's incumbent on government to be transparent, to answer those questions, and make sure that trust is there.
Have you seen 2,000 Mules?
I haven't watched the whole thing. I've heard quite a bit about it.
Your thoughts?
Well, I come back to what Kellyanne Conway said, which is that the Trump team failed to produce the evidence to overturn the election. And I think Republicans would be wise to turn their attention to the next election, and that's the important one for us to go win.
Okay. There's a lot of my listeners, their issue with that standpoint is there seems to be so many questions. How can they trust that the next election cycle will be above board?
Yeah, I think the founders were very wise. And what the founders did with elections is put it in the hands of the states. And if you look at the states that were most in question during the last election, Georgia and Texas come to mind. As a matter of fact, six of the most contested states in election integrity all had Republican leadership. And Georgia and Texas have been a really model example of where on a state level they've come together to make the changes so that their constituents will have that confidence when they go to the ballot next time. And thank goodness the founders were wise to see that. And what we need to do is work on a state level, state by state, to make sure we have those laws that make us feel comfortable that our vote counts and that there is integrity in the elections.
Okay. So one of the questions that I also have been asked to ask you by the listeners, they sent this to me. So you were on a podcast, I believe, with Terrell Givens, Faith Matters. And you shared that it weighs heavily that you did a no vote on the impeachment of President Trump. What did you mean by that?
You know, the interview was very long ago, and it's taken out of context, so I can't answer that, but I'm happy to give you insight on my no vote.
Please do.
Who would have known when I went to Congress I'd actually have two no votes on impeachment, right? And so I'm happy to address both of them. In the first case, there was no evidence presented of an impeachable offense. And that became very, very clear to me as I spent a considerable amount of time watching the hearings, participating in the hearings, listening to the witnesses, that there was no impeachable offense. And I cast that vote clearly because I didn't see an impeachable offense. In the second case, I think Nancy Pelosi did a terrible disservice to the country, to President Trump, to all of us. It's what I call a 48-hour impeachment. No witnesses were called. No defense was put forward. No evidence. No hearings. I don't know how anybody could vote for impeachment under those circumstances because we just didn't have any information at all.
Okay. Also, I've got a number of listeners that have said that you supported the January 6th committee hearings. What is your answer to that statement of theirs?
Yeah, I think there's quite a bit of misinformation out there that implies that the January 6th committee that we're all watching, or that some people are watching on TV, was somehow supported by me, and that couldn't be further from the truth. I actually voted against that. Prior to that, there was a vote in the House on an independent commission that would have not been made up of politicians. There was a date certain on it. It would have been concluded by the end of last year, And it would have been modeled after the 9/11 commission and would have been independent. And I did feel like that was a good idea. I still feel like that was a good idea. Your question, for instance, about Antifa would have been answered if we would have had a commission like that. There's other questions that would have been answered. Nancy Pelosi's in charge of House Security. Why weren't we prepared? Why didn't we beef up security? Right? And so I did support a commission, but not the one that people are seeing right now.
Okay. Well, that would be one of my number one questions is Nancy Pelosi, if I understand correctly, President Trump reached out to you and said, hey, do you guys want the National Guard? And you said no.
Yeah, and I feel bad that we'll never have that accountability. That's why I felt okay. like an independent.
So never, Mike, would you be willing to hold another hearing once I'm going to assume that the Republicans are going to take both the House and the Senate? I would. My one of my questions to you is: are you willing to try to vote for another hearing?
Yeah, so first of all, I do think anything that gives us more information, more facts about what happened, I would support. Let me clarify, it's probably not a vote I would get the way hearings are put together, but I would absolutely support anything that brought us more facts about anything that happened that day.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to the economy. The economy, in my opinion, is well, I know personally, businesses are starting to draw back on advertising. They're holding on their dollars. They're being more conservative. I think we're actually going to see an official recession because we're going to have 2 years of low economic growth and gas prices. I mean, that's another thing that my audience is furious about. Is there anything that we can do that you can do once the Republicans get in control to get these gas prices to go down, because it is killing the whole economy with fuel and gas.
Yeah, John, I've been more active than anyone in Congress on this, and I'm not waiting until we take back the majority. I've started a caucus, which is now the second largest caucus in Washington, D.C., all based upon our energy policy and the way we're reacting to the extreme left climate policies. Look, this is a fact. We've given up our national security by becoming energy dependent. We have not only high prices, we have unreliable supplies of energy, and we're actually producing more greenhouse gas emissions than ever. I've got a plan that brings back national security, independence, low reliable rates, and at the same time reduces the greenhouse gas emissions. And that's what I've been working on, and I've had just a tremendous support among my colleagues in Washington, D.C. What we're experiencing didn't have to happen. And there are factors that were certainly out of our control, the war and other things, but we've really exacerbated this, and I'm working hard to turn that around.
John Curtis, thanks for your time. I'd like to have you back in the future.
Let's go ahead and
appreciate
cut it
your
off
time.
There. All right. So, this was, I should have had 2 hours with them. They first committed to an hour, then they gave me half an hour. I have 20 questions, standard questions that I ask all of the people running for Congress or congressmen that came on. So I wasn't able to drill down to places I really wanted to. Now, first of all, that caucus of his, that economic caucus, man, it is rhino-like. This is a rhino Republican that I was having a conversation with. And I was trying, my point that I wanted to share, one of the reasons why, and I'll probably cover this, I'll have this interview, or I'll replay this interview at another time. But the point is we have to be careful with these people that run for office. They will give us the answers they think they want us to hear, and we have to be willing to drill down on those questions and you need to team up sometimes with other people to do it, to be able to drill down on those questions. So any thoughts you have, Michael? Let's give you a minute to share your thoughts, and then let's see if we can get James real quick.
Very, very quickly, John, you hit the nail on the head. I really felt like he was giving answers that he wanted to hear. It didn't provide any solutions to anything that we're dealing with right now in Congress.
And when I did drill down a little bit on January 6th, I mean, John Sullivan is from Utah, from Tooele, Utah. My congressman should have known that with Ashley Babbitt. I frankly think he knew, because Mike Lee knew and other congressmen knew. He should have known. I think he was lying.
Well, the other thing I would mention, John, is it's the role of the congressional, of our members in Congress, to be vocal about what they believe in. And I've never seen any of the solid Republicans being as vocal as the liberal Democrats about making sure the American public is protected and taken care of.
Not even, what's her name? Down in Georgia, that they tried to keep her out of office, even being allowed to be voted.
Burbitt.
Green. Is it Major? Green.
Margie Green.
Margie Green. They're trying to silence her, and she is not as strong as I think she would like to be. All right, let's go to James in Vancouver. James, you've got 1 minute to share your thoughts or ask a question. James, fire away.
Good afternoon. It only goes to show that it should have been Stadtmiller asking this rhino the question. Stadtmiller would have got to the bottom of it. And also, Nancy Pelosi is a drug addict and should be impeached. Not qualified to be Speaker of the House. There you go. Happy 4th of July.
Happy Independence Day to you. Yes, I wish John Stadtmiller was still around to ask those questions. But something tells me they wouldn't even have gone on with John Stadtmiller. And I'm gonna peel back the curtains. You have to be fair and have integrity and give people the same amount of questions. And I was going to be out of time. I had a responsibility to an audience to be fair and ask those 20 questions as quickly as I could. So, James, I wish John Stadtmiller was here to ask those questions. And I actually think I would have gotten a pat on the back from John Stadtmiller. So am I defending myself a little bit? Maybe. James, you're entitled to your opinion. Why don't you call in? Let's chat about that a little bit more another time. Call in sooner. Michael Letts of InvestUSA, investusa.org. Folks, go there, support him. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for being here today. Take care. Great job. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate all you do.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.